查考主耶稣治好被鬼所附着的人。
This morning we'd like to study how Jesus healed the demon-possessed man.
我们现在很多人花很多的时间在网络啊，去寻找很多的资讯。
People nowadays spend a lot of time searching the internet for information.
但是在这么多的资讯里面啊，我们很难找得到能够增加我们生活智慧的。
But in the midst of all this information, it's hard to find a way to increase our wisdom in life.
因为生活的智慧原来就是要从神来的。
Because wisdom must come from God.
很多的资讯是从人所造出来的。
A lot of information is created by humans.
但是神的话。这是智慧的泉源。
But wisdom has its source in God's word.
特别我们对灵界如果要有更深入的了解，我们要深入查考神的话。
Especially if we want to understand the spiritual world, we need to study God's word.
因为我们不只活在物质界里面，我们也活在灵界里面。
Because we live not only in a physical world, but also in a spiritual world.
这个灵界是永存的。
And this spiritual world is everlasting.
那在灵界里面呢？有魔鬼的存在，也有神的存在。
In the spiritual world, there is Satan and there is God.
我们在美国好像比较少提到魔鬼的事情。
In this country, you very seldom hear about matters of Satan.
因为很多人觉得说文明比较发达，或者人科学比较发达，理性比较发达，好像魔鬼比较不容易做工。
Because people think that in a more advanced society with technology and science, perhaps there's little room for talk of demons.
其实魔鬼是没有国界的。如果在非洲很多的鬼，在美国也很多鬼。
However, Satan is not limited by national boundaries. No matter which country you go to, he is there.
所以全世界都有魔鬼在做工。
So in the whole world, Satan is at work.
那我们信主耶稣，目的就是要打败魔鬼的工作。
And our goal as Christians is to defeat the work of Satan.
今天我再从路加第八章跟大家来查考魔鬼工作的特性是什么。
So today, from Luke chapter 8, we'd like to study a passage to understand how Satan works.
我们看路加的第八章二十六节。
Let's read Luke chapter 8, verse 26.
路加第八章的二十六节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 26.
他们到了格拉森的人的地方，就是加利利的对面，二十七节。
27.
耶稣上了岸。就有城里一个被鬼附着的人迎面而来。这里说耶稣上了加利利海这个岸上，就是格拉森这个地方中文下面有做加大拉这两个都是同一个意思。那上岸就有一个被鬼附着的人来迎面而来。
So the story begins when Jesus and his disciples arrive at a place called the Gerasenes, which is also called the Gadarenes, opposite of Galilee.
就遇到一个被鬼附着的人。
And there they met a man who had demons.
所以这里告诉我们有鬼，而且魔鬼会附着在人的身上。
So here we see that there exist demons, and they can also possess a man.
魔鬼的工作有很多的方面。
And the work of Satan has many different ways.
这个魔鬼附着就是魔鬼已经进到内心这个是最严重的。
The most serious is when a demon enters into a person's heart.
所以世界有四种灵。
There are four types of spirits in the world.
神的灵。
The spirit of God.
魔鬼的灵。
The spirit of Satan.
天使的灵。
The spirit of angels.
人的灵。
The spirit of humans.
人的灵你从身体出来你就死了。
And when a person's spirit leaves him, then he has died.
这个灵就被神带回去等候将来审判。
And then his this
这个人的灵从身上出来神就把他收回去等候将来的审判。
And then God will bring the spirit to await judgment.
所以人的灵啊不会投胎到人的身在另外一个人不会跑到另外一个人身上。
So human soul cannot enter into another human.
那第二个啊会第二个就是天使的灵。
The second is a spirit of angels.
天使是服侍的。
Angels are to serve.
特别为承受救恩的人来效力。
And they are to serve those who will receive salvation.
所以你看彼得被下监了，天使把他救出来。
So you see that when Peter was imprisoned, the angels came to save him.
所以如果我们很敬畏神，神派天使在保护我们，遇到很多的危险啊，我们都可以得拯救。
And if we encounter danger, then God sends His angels to protect us.
那第三个就是神的灵。And
third, there's the Spirit of God.
神的灵会降在人的身上。
The Spirit of God can enter into a human.
那在还没有降在人身上，有时候神的灵会感动我们。
And sometimes before God's Spirit enters us, He can move us.
那感动我们还没有降到我们身上。
There's a slight difference between the Spirit of God moving us and the Spirit of God filling us.
那这个魔鬼的灵啊，刚好跟神的灵是相反的。
But the Spirit of Satan is the exact opposite of that of God.
但是他也会降到人的身上。
But he also has the power to enter into a person.
但是有时候他也会干扰一个人。
But he can also harass a person.
但是当魔鬼附到一个人的时候，这就很严重了。
But when a demon possesses a person, it is very serious.
所以这个人这里说有一个人他被鬼附着。
So here, there was a man who was demon possessed.
那有时候我们想说，那我读这个故事要做什么？那他是被鬼附着，他是2000年的事情，今天跟我有什么关系？
So we may ask ourselves, well, what does the story have to do with me? This is something that happened 2,000 years ago in a different place.
因为我们要看这个人被鬼附着，他的这个人的生活是怎么样子，这样我们才能够了解是不是其实魔鬼已经在我们周围在做工，我们自己不知道。
So we have to look at the conditions in which this man lived to understand whether there is a possibility of the same thing in our time.
那27节我们再念下去，发现这个被鬼附着人，他的生活有很多的特性。
And we can see that this man who had the demons had lived a unique life.
好，我们看27节的下半句。
Let's look at the second half of verse 27.
这里说，这个人许久不穿衣服。第一个，他不穿衣服。
For a long time, he had worn no clothes.
那我们从圣经来看，人从什么时候开始穿衣服？
If we look at the Bible, when did people start wearing clothes?
从伊甸园开始。
It was in the Garden of Eden.
那人为什么要穿衣服？
Why did they wear clothes?
当初在伊甸园里面，最重要要穿衣服是因为人很羞耻，不敢见神。
And the reason that Adam and Eve first wanted to wear clothes was because they felt shame before God.
那因为他们犯罪。
Because they had sinned.
所以神用这个羔羊的皮做衣服给他们穿。
So God used the skin of a lamb to cover them.
那遮盖他们的羞耻。
And covered their shame.
所以他们才能够出来见到神。
So that they could once again meet God.
这是最初开始，人穿衣服的开始，是神给他衣服穿的。
The beginning of wearing clothes was from God who gave them clothes to wear.
那现在魔鬼降在这个人身上，就不给他穿衣服，这衣服全部都脱光了。
But this person with the demons wore no clothes.
有时候我们想，那跟我有什么关系呢？
So we might ask, well, what does this matter to me?
衣服脱光，羞耻就露出来。So
when a person wears no clothes, then his shame is exposed.
这个就是魔鬼的工作。This
is the power of Satan.
有时候我们，你如果去搭飞机，在这个机场上看到很多报摊杂志。And
when you go to the airport, there are many magazine or newspaper stores.
那有很多的这个杂志是与女人做封面的。里面的有的穿得很少，有的没有穿衣服。
And among the magazines, there are many with covers of beautiful models and women. Some of them wear little clothes, some of them wear no clothes.
这个就是魔鬼的工作啊。
This is also the work of Satan.
神要人穿衣服, 但是魔鬼使人把衣服脱掉, 来当作是一种荣耀。
And God gave people clothes to cover their shame, but Satan induces people to uncover themselves and to think that it is glorious.
所以腓立比书里面第三章说, 这个世代的人啊, 以羞耻当作荣耀。
So in the book of Philippians, Paul writes that these people have taken their shame as their glory because they did not recognize God, and also because of the work of Satan. They took their shame for glory. If we look at those kinds of pictures or books, then it is very easy to fall into Satan's trap because you are already on his side. Because all of these pornographic things come from Satan. Now it's very easy on cable television or with a satellite dish to get a lot of different channels. And often Satan enters through that channel. Then the more you watch it, the more your heart becomes a nest for Satan to live in.
那个厨房没有打扫干净，有时候蟑螂来，老鼠就来。
For example, in the kitchen, if you don't clean up well, then the cockroaches and the mice also come.
这个人的心啊，如果想看那个羞耻的事情，不是光明的事情，魔鬼就进来了，就把你的心当做巢穴，就住在里面了。
And in the same way, if our heart is gradually become filthy with these kinds of things, then Satan comes in to live.
所以我们这个世代啊，要很谨慎。
So in this age, we have to be very careful.
把羞耻当荣耀。
To not make our shame our glory.
人在最终在享受快乐。
Many people seek after happiness.
其实给魔鬼留地步，跑到我们家里面来，跑到我们的心里面来。
But it leaves room for Satan to take over our lives.
有一个青年啊，他每一次要到教会，他要经过一条街。
There was a youth who, on his way to church, would pass by a certain street.
有一个店啊，他有那个霓虹灯啊。 就做一个女人裸体的形状。
And on the street there was a shop where with neon lights there is a picture of a naked woman.
那个青年每一次就在那里看看看。
And as this youth passed by, he would glance at it.
那有一次啊，他发现说那个女人从霓虹灯跳下来追他。
And then once, as he was walking by, he felt that this this woman in neon jumped down and started following him.
很害怕。
He was very afraid.
跑到教会里面来。
He ran to the church.
他一直祷告。
And he started to pray.
后来请教会的信徒帮他祷告。
And he also asked others to pray for him.
以后他这个才结束，才克服。
And only with this could he overcome the temptation.
所以这里讲这个被鬼附着的不穿衣服。 这是一个很重，一个魔鬼工作的特性。
So we can see that this man who was demon-possessed wore no clothes, and it's also an aspect of Satan's work.
所以圣经里面才讲说我们要用正派的衣裳为装饰。
So this is why the Bible tells us that we have to use righteousness to clothe ourselves.
这是神所喜欢的。
This is what God wants for us.
尽管这个社会的潮流啊越来越开放，但是。 以正派的衣裳为装饰, 这是合神旨意。
And more and more there is openness and laxity in our society, but God wants us to always clothe ourselves in righteousness.
好，我们再回到路加福音的第八章。
And now let's look back at Luke chapter 8.
第八章的下面一句，27节的最后。
Also in verse
27. 这里说，他不住在房子，只住在坟墓里面。
He lived not in a house, but among the tombs.
这个魔鬼附身的人啊, 他喜欢住在坟墓里面。
And this man, possessed by demons, lived in the with the tombs.
好，我们现在看 马太福音的23章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter
23. Matthew 23章.
Matthew 23:27. Matthew 23:27.
你们这个假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。 因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满死人的骨头和一切的污秽。28节。28节。
The scribes and Pharisees as whitewashed tombs.
特别在美国的坟墓很漂亮。
The cemeteries in the United States are very beautiful.
你看它坟墓上面还种草，还种花。
And over the graves there are flowers and grass.
好像公园一样。
It looks like a park.
但这里说它里面是装满死人的骨头。
But here it says that they are full of dead men's bones.
还有一切的污秽,
and all uncleanness.
那这个死人的骨头跟一切的污秽又代表什么?
And what does it represent when he says they are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness?
下面说是假善和不法的事情。
And he goes on to say full of hypocrisy and iniquity.
所以一个人啊，在魔鬼做工啊。 这个魔鬼的工作就是让人喜欢污秽的事情。
So the power of Satan is to induce people to like those things which are evil.
不是洁净的，是污秽的。
Those things which are unclean.
所以我们现在看我们现在的人外表是越来越文明，越来越为现代化。
And so if we look around us, people are trying to become more and more modern and civilized.
但是人的心里面，从神的标准来看呢，变成魔鬼的巢穴。
But from God's point of view, they are becoming more and more close to Satan.
因为是污秽的。
Because it is unclean.
我记得有一次我读到一个报道。Once
I read a report.
他在提到说格里汉他们有一个很大的布道团。 Billy Graham.
It was talking about Billy Graham and his evangelical team.
有一次在一个地方开会。
And they had a meeting.
差不多上千个人在那里开会。
Over 1,000 people were there.
在住旅馆。
And they lived in a hotel.
结果到后来他们房间要算账的时候。
And in the end, when they looked at the bill,
他们那个总部发现啊, 70%的人都有在看那个 pay-per-view那个电影，就是你看一次就付钱了。
And they said over 70% of the people were watching pay-per-view movies.
那这个看一次就付钱了，这个电影大部分都是黄色的。And
the majority of the pay-per-view movies are pornography.
一个宗教的团体里面，在里面做工的人，当他把房门关起来的时候，你再发现他看什么？ 70%的人还是在看那个东西。
And so these people were supposed to be Christian workers, but yet when they close the door to their own room, then what do they do?
所以魔鬼有没有在这个世代工作？
So you ask, is Satan really working in this society?
非常的厉害。
It's yes, he's working very powerfully.
被魔鬼工作的人喜欢住在坟墓里面，喜欢污秽的事情。
And those who are taken over by Satan like to be with the unclean things.
但是圣经里面在记载, 这个圣灵好像鸽子降在人身上。
But the Bible describes the Holy Spirit as being like a dove descending upon us.
鸽子一个特性就是清洁。
And the characteristic of a dove is that it is clean.
那鸽子降在人身上,
and a dove descending on us
表示人的心啊, 很清洁,
represents that our hearts are pure.
那人的心啊, 很光明,
and our hearts are filled with light. So we have to live between these two powers. If we do not fill our hearts with the Holy Spirit, then our heart becomes a nest for Satan to live in. Let's look at Revelation 18.
启示录的18章.
Revelation 18.
18章第2节.
Revelation 18, verse 2.
他大声喊着说, 巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成了魔鬼的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎雀鸟的巢穴。这个地方说，天使大喊，巴比伦倾倒了。Here
we see the angel calls out, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great."
巴比伦是什么？
What is Babylon?
就是这个世界。
Babylon represents this world.
倾倒了，成为魔鬼的住处。
It has fallen and become a dwelling place of demons. Why? Because Babylon was filled with iniquity and evil. So it has become the dwelling place of demons.
So
So even though we believe in Jesus Christ, still the power of temptation is very great.
有一个弟兄啊，有一天呐，啊，他说他很感谢神。
There's a brother who told me he really thanks God.
他说，我天天在用 internet， 因为我工作需要用 internet， 我到现在我没有去看过一个啊，我不应该看的这个网站。
And he says, every day for work I have to use the internet, but till this day I have not gone to a website that should not be looked at. So he feels that this is God's protection, that God's power is protecting him from these evil influences.
那现在基督教派里面，你去接触主流的教派啊，有一次这个 Presbyterian Church 啊，天主教长老会。 在巴提摩开这个美国全国的代表大会。
And now if you look at mainstream churches, for example, the Presbyterian Church held a national conference in Baltimore.
他们要成立一个小组，要研究怎么把第七戒废掉。
They formed a committee to see how to alter or remove the seventh commandment.
这个没有办法守，基督徒没有办法守。They
say that Christians have no way of keeping the seventh commandment.
教会里面你没有办法讲。And
the church has no say in it.
因为你一讲啊，你不是牧师要走，你就是信徒走光了。Because
if you bring it up, then either the pastor has to leave or the believers leave the church.
所以虽然很多人在信耶稣，但是人的私生活在从圣经看起来，还是在污秽里面。
So even though people in name call themselves Christians, but still their lives are lived privately in darkness. This is what Satan does. Satan wants us to sin. Because to sin is to be with him. But people strive to be holy. God wants people to be holy. So we have to be with God to leave the power of Satan. If we look at the state of many Christian churches, it is really degenerated.
比如说很多的主流教派开始在按立这个同性恋的人为牧师。
For example, many churches are now ordaining as ministers people who are gay.
但是同性恋从圣经从旧约创世纪开始一直到新约保罗那个时代，这个都是很严重的罪。
But even from the Old Testament to the time of Paul, it's very clear that homosexuality is prohibited.
但是现在已经进到教会里面被接受，而且也可以当
but certain churches have accepted homosexuality and even made homosexuals their ministers. So the influence of Satan has even penetrated the church. And so this is a critical task that our church must overcome. If the church becomes more worldly, then it is no longer belonging to God. These evil influences absolutely cannot be a part of our church. Because our church must be holy, we must be on the side of God. So this demon-possessed man did not live in a normal clean house, rather he wanted to be in the tombs among the dead. Let's look at Mark chapter 5, where it records the same story. Mark chapter 5.
Verse 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 5. So, 我们从这些圣经就发现，这个被魔鬼附着这个人，看起来就是不正常。
And from this passage, this man was clearly abnormal.
他说他昼夜在坟墓山中喊叫。
He was always crying out night and day.
然后用石头砍自己。
And bruising himself with stones.
身体是神所造的。
Our bodies are created by God. Our bodies are God's temple. So we have to take care of our body. But this demon-possessed man was hurting himself. So there is a problem with this kind of spirit.
有时候我们在看中国或者东方一些比较传统的宗教信仰。
If we look at certain oriental traditional religions,
他们在拜神，然后所谓这个神的灵降临的时候,
they worship God, and when the spirit comes upon them,
他们会抬着他们的所谓那个偶像，然后走在那个木炭上面。
They worship their idols and carry the idols over hot coals.
然后有的用那个刀砍自己的背。
And they use knives to cut themselves. And they use sharp instruments to pierce their skin. But yet they recover very quickly with just a spray of water. So isn't this also Satan's power? How would God want us to hurt ourselves like this? He would never do so. When Elijah was battling the false priests of the idol, so what did the false priests do?
用刀枪自割自刺全身流血。
They used swords and knives to pierce and cut themselves so that they were all bloodied. So from the ancient times until now, people have worshipped these kinds of spirits that cause them to hurt themselves, but then they think it is God. But actually, it is the power of Satan that induces them to do so. So today, there are many people who don't believe in God at all. But they do many things to harm their bodies. For example, when I go to Kenya, there's a tribe of people who cut out most of the ear so that there's a large hole in the middle.
啊，所以你讲话他要很大声啊，因为他这个没有反射。
So when you speak to them, you have to speak very loudly because the ear is distorted.
哦，这个伤害自己哦，这个不是从神来的。
And this kind of action is not part of God's will.
啊，那我们现在这个时代，我们再看清楚一点。
If we look at our own world and society.
哦，我们很多人用 drug 啊，用药。
Many people use drugs.
这个药用下去，有时候伤害自己的身体啊，一辈子没有办法复原。
And often, using drugs can hurt a person's health for the rest of their life.
所以现在人虽然没有用刀割自己啊，但是吃药。
So even though people don't use knives or things to cut themselves, but they use drugs, and this hurts them.
啊，这个就是魔鬼的工作。
This is also Satan's power.
所以没有魔鬼没有在美国工作啊，到处都是。
So can you say that Satan doesn't live in America? Of course, he's everywhere.
到处说都人都在用药。
Everywhere there are drug users.
这是不同的形式在做工而已。
He uses different ways to gain power over us.
所以这里说他远远的啊，这个用石头来砍自己。
So the man here was hurting himself with stones.
好，我们再看马可第五章。
Let's continue reading in Mark chapter 5.
好。第四节
Verse 4
因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆住他铁链竟被他挣断了脚镣也被他弄碎了总没有人能够制服他这里讲这个魔鬼附着的人有很大的力量
And here says this man had very great strength
而且他这个力量超越常人的力量
And it seemed to be beyond normal strength
那这个力量从鬼来的
And the strength came from the spirit.
所以人要对付这个魔鬼的工作，不是靠自己能够得胜。
So, in order to be victorious over Satan, we cannot rely on our own strength.
只有靠神人才能够得胜。
We can only rely on God to overcome this evil spirit.
只有神的能力大过魔鬼。
Because only God's power is greater than Satan's.
所以。我们看这个被鬼附着的人哦，他看到主耶稣的时候，他就很害怕。
So when this man with the demon saw Jesus, he was afraid.
第七节
，Verse 7，
说大声呼叫说：“至高者神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？”魔鬼也认识神，认识主耶稣。
So he cried out, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" Even the demon recognized Jesus as God's Son.
所以当主耶稣说我是神的儿子神是我的父的时候你看好多文士发现说你说亵渎的话你是一个人怎么把神当作你的父那石头要打他
So when Jesus said I am sent by God and I am the son of God and God is my father the Pharisees wanted to stone him for this heresy
但是
they thought was heresy
这个被魔鬼附着的人他能够高声说至高神的儿子耶稣你就是至高神的儿子
But this evil spirit knew that Jesus was Son of the Most High God.
所以这个魔鬼啊，在灵界里面对神的认识，有时候比我们人认识更深。
So in the spiritual world, sometimes Satan recognizes the matters of God even better than we do.
因为我们用肉眼看不到那个灵里面的神。
Because with our eyes, we cannot see the spirit of God.
但是魔鬼是一个灵，所以在灵里面，他能够见到神。
But because Satan is also spirit, he can see God.
我们现在看雅各书怎么在描写。
Let's see how it's described in the book of James.
雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
十九节。
Verse 19.
你信神只有一位你的信不错魔鬼也信却是战兢这里在谈信心
Here James speaks of faith
说我们相信神只有一位
We believe that God is one
那魔鬼也相信
Even the demons believe
所以有时候我们信久了以后信心变成半信半疑
Sometimes when our faith is old we may half believe
特别是你没有体验的时候会变成半信半疑
Perhaps it becomes a ritual, especially if we lose experience of God.
但是魔鬼对神的信是永久的。
but Satan knows God forever. Even the demons believe and shudder. Where is this recognition from? Because Satan has no works. He has faith but no works. So he recognizes God, believes in God, but yet shudders at the judgment day.
因此这个被鬼附着的人，这个被鬼附着的人，有时候比没有信神的人在灵界里面更灵。So
the person who is demon possessed may have a greater sensitivity to spiritual matters than another person.
我们在教会里面曾经发生这个赶鬼的事情。
In our church, there have been instances of needing to cast out demons. So there are church workers who gather together to pray to God and then have to go meet a person who is bothered by demons. So the person possessed by demons knows that there are three people coming. They may say that I'm afraid of one of them, but not of the other ones. So sometimes the spirits recognize God even more clearly than we do. So if a person claims they have spiritual experience, we have to be careful of whether it comes from God. Because Satan also possesses power. And he may allow people to have spiritual experiences. For example, having dreams or visions.
有一次我跟一个其他宗教的人在谈信仰。
Once I was speaking with someone else about religion.
我讲完了，他也讲很多他的体验。
After I spoke, he also spoke a lot of his own experiences.
我们看异象，他们也很多看异象。
We see visions, and they also see many visions.
所以这个魔鬼在灵界里面也有一些力量，所以他也可以让人有一些特别的体验。
So Satan has the power to allow people to experience the supernatural.
因此到最后，最后那个要分别就是圣经，神的话。
So the final say in what is of God and what is of Satan is in the Bible.
So
if a person is only seeking after spiritual experiences but not well versed in the Bible, then they may be led astray. Demon was very afraid of Jesus. Let's look at Mark chapter 5, verse 7.
说大声呼叫说至高者神的儿子耶稣我与你有什么相干我指着神恳求你不要叫我受苦这里讲很清楚不要叫我受苦。
Here the demon pleads with Jesus, do not torment me.
可见主耶稣能够叫魔鬼受苦表示魔鬼还是在主耶稣的掌管下。
He asked Jesus not to torment him, so that means that the demon was still under Jesus' power. What did he mean by tormenting him? Let's look back at Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, verse 31.
说鬼就央求耶稣不要吩咐他们到无底坑那里去。这样看起来，魔鬼最怕的，也就是魔鬼受苦的地方，就是到无底坑那里去。So
they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss, and this shows us that what the demon fears most is the abyss.
那无底坑是哪里？
Where is the abyss?
好，我们现在看启示录第九章。Let's
turn to Revelation chapter 9.
启示录的第九章
Revelation chapter 9
第一节。
Verse 1.
好，跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
说第五位天使吹号，我就看见一个星从天上落地，有无底坑的钥匙给他。第二节。
Verse 2.
他开了无底坑，便有烟从坑里往上冒，好像堕火湖的烟，日头和天空都因为这个烟昏暗了。这个地方说无底坑要被打开来。
Here we see that the shaft of the bottomless pit was to be opened.
因为钥匙给他，他打开来。
He was given the key and he opened it.
所以这个有烟就往上冒，有一些比较恶的鬼就从无底坑里面出来。
And the shaft rose smoke like the smoke of a great furnace. So the evil demons come from this bottomless pit.
这个就是在讲这个世界末日要到以前。
This describes what will happen before the end time.
我们现在在世界上做工都算是小鬼在做工。
Right now in the world, there are minor demons at work.
所以你看世界上还能够维持和平。
So there is still peace in the world.
那将来世界末日神会允许这个比较有能力、比较凶恶的鬼出来，从无底坑出来。
So towards the latter days of the world, God will allow the more powerful demons to come up.
那这个无底魔鬼从无底坑一出来，世界就大乱。
And when they arise, then there will be great chaos in the world.
可能第三次世界大战就发生。
Perhaps there will be the third world war.
那末日就来到了。
And then it will become the end of the world.
所以无底坑是一个关居所、关魔鬼的地方。
So this bottomless pit is the prison. For keeping the demons.
那这个是主耶稣的控制的，所以这个被鬼附着的央求主耶稣，你不要叫我受苦，不要把我弄到那个坑里面去。
And the pit is controlled by Jesus, so the demons do not want to return there.
这是最后魔鬼要去的地方世界末日完了，魔鬼会被放到无底坑里面，永远的刑罚。
And this is the final destiny of Satan.To be locked up in the bottomless pit.
那后来我们再看马可第五章。
So let's look at Mark chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶稣问他说，你的名字叫什么？回答说，我的名字叫做群，因为我是很多的缘故。魔鬼不是一个，他是群，他有很多。
And this demon answered, his name is Legion, for we are many.
所以有时候我们很难相信比方说有一个弟兄他还没有信主以前有一次我去访问他，他就告诉我
There's a brother who before he believed I went to see him.
他说如果有鬼为什么他不来找我，只是找我太太。
He said, if there are demons, why don't they come to bother me? They only bother my wife.
因为他太太还没有信主以前常常有魔鬼的干扰。
Because before his wife believed in Jesus, she was constantly harassed by demons.
就在耳边跟他唱歌。
She would hear voices singing to her.
那有时候会跟他讲话。
Sometimes they would talk to her.
他如果向左，魔鬼就叫他向右。
If she wanted to go left, the demon told her to go right.
对，他也不能够煮饭或煮菜，那个盐都放很多。
And she couldn't cook because she couldn't control how much she wanted to put in.
他先生就说，你这个是精神有问题，说要吃镇定剂。
So the husband thought that she had a psychiatric problem and told her to take medicine for it.
但是他说，你不是我，你怎么知道这个是魔鬼啊？
She said, you aren't me. How do you know? This is actually a demon bothering me.
所以一个说是精神有问题，一个就是魔鬼。
So one thought that it was a psychiatric problem, the other thought it was a spiritual problem.
那后来这个姐妹来信主。
Finally, this woman came to believe in Christ.
差不多大家帮她祷告，然后过了几个月就好起来。
And many in the church were praying hard for her to recover, and after many months, she was finally healed.
在那个信主的过程她说她有时候祷告念哈利路亚，念不出来。
So sometimes when she was trying to pray for herself, she couldn't say hallelujah.
后来她就发现说她忘记讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
But finally she realized that it was because she hadn't said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. When she said, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, then she could say hallelujah out loud. So how could it be just a mental problem? When she said, I pray in Jesus' name, then she could say hallelujah. If she forgot to say that, then she couldn't say hallelujah. So this is how we see spiritual war being fought. So her husband saw that after she believed in Jesus, then she was finally healed back to her own self. And then he came to believe, and he realized that this is the power of Satan.
而且魔鬼啊, 啊, 常常寻找机会要做工,
and Satan is always on the hunt for evil work to do.
我们只有坚信靠神, 我们才能够抵挡魔鬼的工作。
So if only we rely completely on God, can we overcome Satan's power?
对不对? 魔鬼也怕耶稣, 怕他把他放在无底坑里面。
Because Satan is afraid that Jesus will throw him into the bottomless pit.